90-minute tape converted to 60 minutes. This is the interview of Rose Wong, number 2. This would be known as tape number 3.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mrs. Rose Wong on February 12, 1980 by Sue Ellen Chen, and this is the tape 2.
When I was young, you know, I did a lot of shopping, you know, mm-hmm. in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And every day, almost every day, I think I was about 11 or 12, well, around there. But before I was 14 anyway, because when I was 14, I told my mother, I said, I'm not going shopping no more. I said, let my brother and sister go. And so my mother said, well, she agreed, and yet she doesn't agree. But then every day I'm gone for about an hour. To me it's an hour, I don't know. I always go to this Mrs. May Wong's store, mother's and father's store.
Oh.
And at that time, this is before her sister was married to my uncle. This mm-hmm. is before that. But I got acquainted with her sister, mm-hmm. and there's one sister that I really enjoy, you know. Mm-hmm. She hang around with me and I hang around with her. So I always go there. I go into the store there. I no sooner, her father was blind. Mm-hmm. So I no sooner go into the store. I just go into the store and I open the door and I said, Liang Gong, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, I said, right away. He said, oh. He said, Hu Yi, you know. And I said, yeah. And so I went in. So no sooner I went in, I said, oh, what's Toy, you know, Jessie, you know, that's her name, Toy, you know. And so, oh, she's around, you know. So and then right away, you know, he's got, he sells candy and he sells lam, you know, mm-hmm. and all pa sang. And so he said, oh, you want to eat some pa sang? You want to eat some mo, you know. Mm-hmm. So he sits there, and then he puts his hand up there on this jar, and then he opens it. Then he gives me a handful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I go in there, he knows me.
Uh-huh.
And so one time I went into the kitchen, and they were cooking. And so I had some table right in the middle there in the kitchen. And so they tell me he's blind. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he was peeling this water chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this knife, real sharp, and he was just standing there peeling one after another. And I look and I said, Joseph, how could he see, you know, when he is peeling that water chestnut so good, and he can see, you know. But I came home. Every time I come home, I said to my mother, you know, the people say that Liang Gong is blind, but he could see, and he could chop meat so good. How come, you know? But she never explained to me. And then the grandmother, you know, the Mrs. May Wong's mother, mm-hmm. she plays the organ, and she teach her daughter to play the organ. And she is such a graceful lady. Oh, such, they're just a lovely family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in the back of their store.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, at that time, everybody lived in the back of the store. Everybody just, bed after bed and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any difference. And people don't get sick or anything as much as they do nowadays.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
That's right, yeah. So we're talking about your father, you know, first you was doing laundry business in now called Eagle Rock, and have you ever visited his store, laundry store in...
I was there, but I was small.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything?
No, I don't remember anything about the store, but I remember sitting in the wagon. That's about all I remember. But I do not remember the store, because vaguely I do and vaguely I don't. But then I'm sure I would say I don't remember, because it was so small.
Did you?
Because my mother was pregnant with another brother, my brother, the number three baby. So you can imagine we're 2 years apart. How could I remember that
right,
much?
Right.
You know, that far back?
Oh, yeah.
Hardly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I was in a wagon. I remember that I was riding in a wagon. But
so you actually live in the...
Gavenza.
Gavenza.
Yeah, we lived there.
You lived there for how many years, do you remember?
Well, I think at least about a good 3 years.
Did they ever talk about, in those days, you know, doing laundry business?
My mother and father talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Well, you should talk about it, that it's not the money, that part, you know. They're not talking about the money part. It's just the
work.
Happening that happened, that at that time, my mother and my father, at that time when they had the laundry, the Caucasian people look up to them because they know how to iron the shirt and they know how to laundry, whereas they don't do that nowadays. They know how to iron and everything, but my father taught me how to use the iron, because it's a regular iron that you put on top of a wooden stove.
Mm-hmm.
It's not electricity or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep it on this iron, two of them, you know, one after another.
Mm-hmm.
He uses this one, and then when the other one is cold, he put it right there. And you have to use some saliva, and if you touch it, it was, you know, when they make a funny sound, then you know that it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So he used it. Even a white shirt, and he just ironed it, just nothing, you know. But I mean, afterward, when...
Did you help, actually?
No.
You were too young.
When we were growing up, you know.
Oh, he taught.
He taught us how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I knew what he was going into, you know. No electricity or nothing. Everything is just a wooden stove, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was the only owner, or
he was the only owner.
And then he came to Los Angeles, started selling vegetables.
Yeah.
What type of vegetables he sold?
So all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly we love was the thing they had, the sweet pea.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweet pea, the pea, the shell is getting kind of a, not green, kind of a yellowish color, or begin to get yellowish. Then we sort them all out. We put it in another box. And then we sort out the potato and all that, you know. They have potato, sweet potato, all kind of regular vegetable, you know, fruit and oranges, and sort out every weekend. We have to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then
he has a stand, you know, in front of the house, or is it
no stand?
Wagon.
It's just a wagon.
Mm-hmm. And
he had a wagon, you know. Then they had to put all the boxes on, and then they have. It built up into the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he goes and sell it, you know.
Where did he go to sell these vegetables, do you know?
All I know is they're saying, Guy, I don't know where.
Oh, I see.
That's where the Caucasian people live. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the Caucasian people live, so I don't know where.
So he had to get up very early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, he had to get up real early.
And where did he get all the vegetables?
He goes and buy it.
When
he buy it, I don't know.
You don't know from where?
I don't know anything about that buying or anything. I don't know.
He buy it every day?
I don't think so.
So because you help like every weekend,
well,
probably,
we help, helped him sort it, but I don't know where he got it. He evidently he bought it when he was out, you know, when he was selling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go and buy at the same time, because you never see him go out and buy, so he must have bought it at the same time when he was out selling, you know. But, and then...
And at that time, was a lot of your neighbors also selling vegetables?
Well, the few neighbors that we know, that they were selling the same thing. They were doing the vegetable wagon, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I know quite a few of them.
I see.
Yeah.
And how many years your father were in that business until how old you?
Oh, I think after... after a matter, I think, if I remember correctly, when I was about maybe 14 years old, 12 or 14 years old, and then he quit that.
Uh-huh.
After he quit that, and then he went to a restaurant, you know.
Do you know why he quit that?
Because my mother don't want him, because on account of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
See, he goes so early in the morning, then either on the way coming back or what, he falls asleep. Then the horse ran away, you know, and that's where he had extra.
Oh, how late did he come back usually?
Well, late in the evening.
Oh,
late in the evening.
So it's all day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So he go early in the morning and don't come back till late in the evening.
Uh-huh.
So and then when late in the evening he comes back, he go to the yard, you know, where they have the stall, you know, and then he put the vegetable away and it.
Storeroom.
They all have a storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, next morning he goes early in the morning. I think it was about 5 o'clock he leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he start, I think about 7 o'clock he go and sell, you know.
Where was this storeroom located? Is it in Chinatown?
You mean the...
where your father store your vegetables?
Yeah,
wagon, yeah.
It's not a market. They don't sell it there. It's a storeroom.
Uh-huh.
A storeroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you put the horse there,
yeah,
too.
They have a stable where they put the horse.
Is it in the plaza area?
No, it's way down the end of Chinatown.
Oh, the end of Chinatown.
Yeah,
I
this
see.
Is before the Union Station came up.
I see.
Yeah.
So... your father quit selling vegetables and he
went
to the
restaurant
business.
Yeah.
The first restaurant is not McDonald's, huh? The first restaurant he worked is not McDonald's.
No, not he don't own it.
Yeah, the first restaurant he worked is which restaurant? Do you remember?
Su Yun.
Su Yun, okay.
Su Yun.
And he was like a helper?
Yeah, he was a helper and a dishwasher. At that time, they don't have, say they have a dishwasher and they have this, you do everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he did. But
how much he earned when he was like dishwasher?
I don't know.
But you remember as a
cook. I remember when he went to the Chinese restaurant, the Chinese cafe that worked, he got $35 a month.
Suiyuan is not a Chinese restaurant. The first restaurant he worked is not a Chinese restaurant.
No, it's not. It's American.
And it's outside of Chinatown.
No. It's right in Chinatown on Alameda Street.
I see.
And they have, roast pork and, roast pork and roast beef and, all kind of American food.
And sell to American customers?
Yeah, American customers. A lot of American customers. They're the best. Then they serve rice or potato, whatever they want.
And the Chinese owner?
Chinese owner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who
owns everything? Well, that one was owned by some Wong.
Oh.
Some Wong people. Then there's another one that was owned by four family.
Uh-huh.
Liu Guan Jiang Jiao.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's quite a few of them, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just remember that he said that, but I don't
know. So your father's last job was cook in Manzana.
Help in the cook, in the kitchen. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cook, Chinese restaurant.
I see. So you got married about 18 years old?
Yeah, I was going on 18 when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you move out of the house? Your family?
After I got married to this man, my husband, he was in the grocery business, and he was a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And the apartment where we lived was a brand new apartment,
mm-hmm.
and it was on Ferguson Alley at that time. And after that, I married him for almost a year,
mm-hmm.
and then Ethel was born.
Uh-huh.
And she was born in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband wanted a boy,
uh-huh.
but then I got a girl.
Uh-huh.
So his uncle wanted him to have a big party, you know. They had a big party at that time. It's called a Grandview Garden.
Oh.
So that was just built not too long, and she was the first one that had a party there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So you lived there for a year.
I lived there for about almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody told him that there's a uncle has a lease a building there over there on near Main Street,
mm-hmm.
you know, where between Main and Sanchez,
uh-huh.
between Main and Sanchez. It's called Arcadia Street. It's
uh-huh.
gone now, but
uh-huh.
That's where we moved there.
Uh-huh.
It was a bigger place, it had a big bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it has a big living room and then a kitchen and all that. It's an old place. It's not modern or nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we lived there till another daughter was born, and then two daughters was born there. And then we moved to Sanchez Street.
Uh-huh.
And then from Sanchez Street, then my son was born.
Uh-huh.
Norman was born there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we moved there, I didn't know these women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know all of them. But I know of them, and they know me.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got acquainted, and especially when Howard's mother
mm-hmm.
and got acquainted with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very nice. I really enjoy her because she taught me a lot of Chinese ways and Chinese, how to cook Chinese food and everything. And she was real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I sometimes call her up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I talk to her. But
mm-hmm. And you live there?
We lived there for 17 years,
mm-hmm.
and Sanchez Street.
Uh-huh.
Then my kids know all the kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they grew up together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids was born, my son was born in September, and her son was born in January.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's around the same time, they're the same same age and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. All those kids all grown up and they're married and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
When Howard was here last year, he came with his mother and to visit with him. And he said for me to show him some of the old pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I really haven't any old picture of Chinatown. I don't. But the feel that I had, he already had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Howard had.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed him a picture of me
mm-hmm.
when I went to the grammar school, you know, down in Chinatown, and I showed it to him. That's one picture I have that I told Phil, my sister, that one of these days I'll make a copy for them.
Yeah.
And some of the kids that was in that little schoolhouse with us,
mm-hmm.
they already passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I have... Quite a few friends that I know that they all passed away.
Mm-hmm. So why later you move out from this?
From 17 years and then I move here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
why you move out to here?
Yeah, I move out. So I've been here 32 years.
I see.
Yeah, we've been here 30 some years.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Why did you decide to move out?
Because the reason why is that we only had two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so the three girls, it's okay. They could be in the one room. But then they have this son, and he's, Well, anyway, he's old enough to have a bedroom of his
mm-hmm.
own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure that if I have an opportunity to buy a house that is reasonable, then I'll move
mm-hmm.
for the children's sake, because they are going to school. They're going to two of them is going to Lincoln High School, and then Norman's going to Nightingale
mm-hmm.
Junior High School. And as a matter of fact, three of them was all going to to Lincoln High School.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it's about time, you know, that I was working, and I had a shop too, you know. At that time they had a Chinese City,
mm-hmm.
and it's near the other street.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said the kids are all growing up, and I said, yeah, they get kind of tired of it
mm-hmm.
too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's anybody that is bothering me or anything, but it's just the children that they want to get out instead
yeah.
of be in Chinatown.
In Chinatown.
We're not really in Chinatown. We're not really in the center of Chinatown, but we're the outskirts of Chinatown, but
mm-hmm.
we're in Chinatown.
Were there many Chinese in that building? That where you live?
Yeah, where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was about, at that time was very old. It was about one Mrs. Kwan and our family, and then there's another Mrs. Kwan, and then there's another the Howard's family, and then there's another Lu family, and then there's another Lu family, and oh, there's at least about seven or eight family on that street at that time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And
in that building?
It's a whole, it's all single building, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's all in a row, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same
yeah.
brick?
Yeah, and then if they,
mm-hmm.
if they go further down the street, it'd be an upstairs. A lot of people live upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the territory where mm-hmm. the four family live, you
mm-hmm.
know, the whole four family live there, like Liu Guan Zheng Zhou, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they evidently leased the whole building. They
mm-hmm.
rented to the different people who live.
Oh, you mean the Liu Guan Zheng Zhou?
Yeah, yeah.
They leased the whole building.
The whole building.
And they rented to?
The Chinese, rented to the different tenant, you know.
I see. Do you remember how much you pay? Every month?
$15.
A month?
Yeah, a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then
for how big is the house?
They went from
two
there.
Two bedrooms.
Yeah, two bedroom. And, but they don't do nothing for you. Do nothing for you. They just take your rent. And then after that, they went up from, you know, 15 to 25 and on up, you know. So I figured that if I'm going up higher, I said, I might as well. So you paint the house. Every time you paint the house, they charge you more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add a room, they charge you more.
Mm-hmm.
So why should I, you know, take that kind of consequence, you know, whereas I could move someplace else and then
mm-hmm.
Buy my own. You know, I don't have to be paying them. But
before these four families association leased these buildings, who lived there? Were there also Chinese lived there
yeah.
before the four families leased this building? Do you know?
Oh, that I don't know.
Because when
the
you were old Chinatown,
well,
did you
when
ever
I was
visit?
Old Chinatown, then they said, yeah, they said, old Chinatown is down, they
uh-huh.
call it. This is Xiong Fao,
uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
They call it
upper
town,
uh-huh.
you know? But then at that time, there still was just all these Chinese people lived there.
Uh-huh.
And then if one family moved, another family come. It's still the four family.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So there are always Chinese
yeah,
living there.
All
and
Chinese.
Did you ever visit there?
Who?
Did you ever visit there?
Oh, yeah, I visited there.
When you were young?
Oh, no, when I was in Chinatown, I didn't know them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't know them that well, whereas I I know of them. They know me, too, because they knew me when I was a little girl, you know. Because when you have a big family and a well-known family, everybody knows you know. It's just all they mean is just laying the family, you know, laying a nui, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then right away, everybody knew who you are,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You can't hide anything, you know. Everybody knows everybody.
Right. So who are the people, who are the Chinese people living in that building, you know?
Which one? The one that we move out from?
Right, uh-huh.
The people that own it?
Uh-huh. No, the people who lived there before.
Oh,
before
the house that we live in, they call a house, was the people that, is Mrs. Kwong, Mr. and Mrs. Kwong. And they have a ranch on, at that time, in Canoga Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Asparagus Ranch. And they have three sons and two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And we know them very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband knew that they're going to move to the ranch, but they kept their store. The store is right next door. So the house, they want to lease it out. So my husband paid him $250 to lease it.
Uh-huh.
So that's how we got that place. Otherwise, we're an outsider. We're not, you know, not a full family. We're just a Wong. So we move in there.
Uh-huh. Where the people live there usually wealthy people? Have more money?
I wouldn't say they're wealthy, but this family, the Kwong family, that I said is, they're Kwan, but they go by name of Kwong. But they're pretty wealthy. They're pretty well off.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an asparagus ranch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they work real hard, you know.
But compared to the people who live in the old Chinatown, were they considered better off family?
Better off.
Because their houses are better?
Yeah.
They can afford better?
Yeah. They have houses on Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Avenue 33.
Mm-hmm.
They have a house over there on Avenue 33.
Uh-huh. And there you have, upstairs is a house, and you
the
have downstairs.
The one that we live?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have upstairs and downstairs a bathroom,
uh-huh.
And the bedroom is upstairs. Then we had another bedroom downstairs, and a living room, and a kitchen.
Okay. Kitchen is downstairs.
Yeah, kitchen downstairs.
Living room, kitchen, and bathroom.
Bathroom is upstairs.
All upstairs. Only one bathroom?
One bathroom.
I see.
Yeah.
You get the bathtub? Yeah, shower or a bathtub?
Yeah, no, we have bath, regular bath.
I see. Uh-huh. And, and the downstairs, some of the family have stores downstairs, like your neighbors, they do
well,
have
that's
a
the Kwong family, they still have a store, you know,
mm-hmm.
right next door.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they sell just dry goods, you know, not too much, you know, it's just dry goods.
What kind of dry goods?
Well, like it's all Chinese tobacco,
uh-huh.
And I think some Chinese wine,
mm-hmm.
you know, and regular just and rice,
mm-hmm.
and different things like that. They don't sell too much.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly, I don't know if I should say it or not, but then most of them they
T-bill?
No, lottery.
Right.
Yeah, in the back.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Most groceries, they have that.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So the back is but they make money. It's
right.
A lottery.
Uh-huh.
And then the front is a store,
uh-huh.
Like a shop. You know.
I see. And you say you have a Lu family there.
Yeah, the Lu family.
Is the Lu family also a grocery store?
No, the Lu family, they have the front from the Sanchez Street to go over to Los Angeles Street.
Mm-hmm.
So the back part, they live.
Mm-hmm.
And the front part, they make repair chairs.
Oh.
They weave chair, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Left hand,
uh-huh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
They make chair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I
that's
see.
What they did in the front.
Uh-huh.
In the back, they live in the back.
I see.
Yeah.
How about the other Lu family?
The other Liu family, they have a, there used to be a store called Sunwing Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Sunwing Wall is a curio store.
Mm-hmm.
And they live upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then the store is downstairs on the Sangley Street.
What did they sell? Like
what? Oh, curio. Mm-hmm. You know, all kind of art pieces and, you know, vase or what they call vase or whatever. Bowls and all kind of things.
From China.
Yeah, all from China, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful things. It's like what they have down in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. So you have two Liu family and you have Quan family,
yeah.
The store, and you live there. You don't. You didn't have store there.
Yeah.
And what
no,
else?
No store.
Uh-huh.
And then way down the street, used to be a Paris, they're called Paris Cafe, but
mm-hmm.
it's a Chinese cafe, they call it Bang Lai, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bang Lai. And it's a Chinese restaurant there,
uh-huh.
and it's owned by the Four family also. And then they have a couple of